Well, good morning. It's time now for Shrink Wrap with Robin Grace. And Robin, what are we going to be hearing this morning?
Good morning. We are going to be discussing what happens when you are preoccupied with unresolved loss, trauma, or experiences of abuse from the past.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like something that you might not even know is happening, but it's out there in your head.
Right. And so the important thing is that these experiences impact your daily living. And as an example of living in crises, I was thinking this morning about Anne Frank, the Diary of Anne Frank, and how Anne, although she was living in these terrifying, which we might think of, circumstances, she, you know, living above sympathetic Germans who were hiding, she and her family, during the roundup of Jews for deportation to concentration camps, we recognize that her diary is filled with thoughts and emotions of what we would expect any adolescent would be dealing with, except that she and her family are in serious hiding. She's lost freedom and privacy, plus she's in a life and death crisis potentially. Yet through her writing, she expresses joy and hope, as well as hunger and fear and anger. And despite the nightmare around her, she emerges making the best of a terrible situation. It does not feel, when we read her diary, like every second for her is a sword hanging over her, which we know is the case. The impression we have is that she's part of a loving, devoted family. And that is what contributes to security. And that helps people work through any situations of trauma, loss, difficult circumstances. But when we don't have that support, often our experiences that are traumatic and certainly abusive go unresolved because we don't talk about it. We don't have empathy from others so that we remain insecure and coated over, as it were.
Does that mean that we have to talk, need somebody to talk it over with, or is it just the idea of a good supportive family being around you?
Good supports in your early life lead to security. And so in the future, when you're dealing with the insecurities that life brings forward, including loss and separation and other traumatic experiences, we sort of have memories that the world is going to receive us and accept us. And that's what we've been talking about in these recent shrink wrap episodes, that circumstances don't matter as much as the kind of emotional supports we have had, which help us mediate future experiences. And so what happens is when we have good supports growing up, friends, family, what we're occupied with, we don't have a preoccupation, constant thinking, even if it's unconscious, a constant emotional environment that keeps us entrenched in the fear and the anxiety of the loss and the past trauma. And so we are free to consider and work through whatever life deals us as we go forward. So without the background of empathy and attunement, we do not learn how to absorb the challenges of loss and hurt. Without soothing, we do not learn that things will be okay. And then it becomes hard to adjust, to cooperate, and even to collaborate. And certainly we see this with young children in school. Children who lack a secure base are prone to meltdowns, fight and flight reactions. Unfortunately, they have not learned how to self-regulate. And if the adults in their worlds insist that their behavior be controlled or that they face more rejection in timeouts or other punitive responses, then anger and hopelessness increases, as does conflict. And so the question is, how do we change this? And first off, as you asked, do we need to talk about this? And I would say yes, that what has been unresolved needs to be aired and acknowledged. Mm-hmm. And that makes a huge difference. People automatically feel a relief that they are now in the arms, let's say the hearing arms of caring people who are not acting as though their experiences are taboo. And empathy is a salve for the soul. It makes you feel as though somebody else knows what it's like to be in your shoes. And then what happens is your anticipation that if you air your painful feelings, that you will be rejected, well, that anticipation starts to melt away because you start incorporating new experiences that are positive. And dissociation, suppression, disconnecting from what you know to be frightening, and the fight and flight responses are replaced by a confidence that I can be known and my feelings are okay. So to wrap up, during vulnerable times in life, your attachment system gets activated. What you anticipate about what attachments, connections, intimacy with others to be, it gets activated because you're vulnerable. You're in a state of need. And we need to be able to identify our negative, fear-driven, impulsively, emotionally driven responses, especially of preoccupied states. If we can say, that's attached to my terrible experiences of loneliness when I'm in need, then we have a place to begin. We can separate from that notion. And you can ask yourself, are you feeling very rigid or are you loose? Are you open? Are you projecting bad things will happen? That again has to do with anticipating the kind of negative responses you had in the past. You can pause, breathe, focus, analyze, suspend judgment about important decisions, and you can process your feelings and thoughts through a journal or good friends. And what we're going to continue talking about in these shrink wraps in weeks to come is a capacity to mentalize, that is to be able to think about how you are thinking, and to empathize, extending your ability to self-soothe.
Well, thanks, Robin. And it sounds like a big problem that really is somewhat in our hands by breathing, by talking to other people, by telling ourselves that things are not necessarily going to be as traumatic or as bad as we anticipate.
Yes, if we can focus and know that sometimes our past pessimistic experiences are shadowing us in the future. In the present.
Well, thanks very much, Robin Grace. And this is our weekly Shrink Wrap. We'll see you again next week.
Next week.